Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Cooler temperatures in the forecast for your weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Municipal Council in Grafton says it will not be waiting for fundraising to get underway, rather go to Ontario Infrastructure to secure a loan for the replacement of the floor at the arena on Tuesday. Council heard a report from Treasurer Paul Davidson saying the project would cost approximately $2.3 million, $1.4 million below the initial estimated budget. While fundraising for this project can still occur, construction can begin in May on replacing the floor. With spring well underway, gardeners are quickly getting their flower beds and vegetable plots ready for planting and seeding. The town of Cobourg is hosting its annual open house at the Greenhouse in early May. This popular annual event runs from 10 to 1 May 9th at the Greenhouse, featuring guided tours and a chance to see how thousands of annuals and perennials are grown and prepared for public flower beds and hanging baskets that will soon brighten the municipality. While the plants are not for sale, the public can get a glimpse into the color scheme and design for Cobourg's flowers and the iconic Victoria Park floral clock. More than $2.2 million is being used to connect more than 5,000 Northumberland County residents to primary care. The funds will be used to help connect a family physician or nurse practitioner to those who currently do not have access to such professionals. This initiative was identified last autumn by health teams in the county for increased inter-health professionals. In sports, the Cobourg Saxons are holding a Give a Rugby a Try event May 8th at the Cobourg Community Centre for youth aged 5 to 14. The Jays are in Minnesota for a weekend series with the Twins, and the Raptors continue their playoff series with the Cavaliers Friday in TO. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Cobourg Police Services remind you to stay alert. We've had recent reports of distraction thefts in our community. These thieves work in teams. One person distracts you while another steals your wallet, purse, or valuables. It happens fast. Parking lots, stores, even outside banks, and you may not notice until it's too late. Protect yourself. Stay aware. Keep belongings close. Never leave valuables unattended. And always lock your car, even for a moment. If something feels off, trust your instincts and report it. Learn more at CobourgPoliceService.com.
With the way the world has changed the landscape of retail, isn't it nice to know there is a place downtown Port Hope to shop? That no matter what your lifestyle, there is something for you. All Things Beautiful is a ladies' fashion boutique featuring diverse lines including Bryn Walker, Frank Lyman, Gretzias, Spanner, Piccadilly, and more. Come experience our vibe at 87 Walton Street, up the hill in downtown Port Hope. Follow me on Instagram at All Things Beautiful, Inc.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, showers possible, high of 9, cloudy tonight, low plus 1. A mix of sun and cloud for Friday and Saturday, slight chance of rain, highs of 9. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.